The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children Facebook webpage, Bridges Free Help Desk Transitions Tuesday. Maryland has a webinar about blind and low vision transition students scholarship opportunities. From Shape.com, Cane and Able Fitness, Eliminating Fear of the Gym. Oculus Research in Garner, NC has a webpage I'd like to give you information about. And SUNY Upstate in New York has a new Center for Vision Research. From Mac Rumors, we have articles about the new MagSafe Duo firmware and checking MagSafe Charger firmware. So let's get started to see what's up. From Bridges Free Help Desk for Maryland Blind and Low Vision Transition Students. Free Bridges Help Desk Transition Tip Tuesday. Scholarships, Forward Focus February. February may be the shortest month of the year, but that just means that we need to pack it full. This month, we share resources to help us maintain a forward focus in February. February 7th was scholarships. February 14th, contests. February 21st, internships. February 28th, more opportunities. In this first installment of our Forward Focus February series, we explore scholarships for individuals who are blind or have low vision. Many deadlines are coming up soon. Don't delay. Apply today. Note, screen reading software can be more efficient when hyperlinks are used in the document. However, hyperlinks are not available on Facebook. In order to balance the need for efficient screen reading and access to the relevant websites, we have set forth a list of websites referenced in this document at the end of the article. Alternatively, please feel free to access this article with embedded hyperlinks at our Bridges blog at https://imagemd.org/query p=4522. Important for all students. While most of these scholarships are available to high school seniors planning to attend college full-time in the fall, it's still worthwhile for other students to check these out. For high school juniors, sophomores, and freshmen, it can be very valuable to know what to expect in terms of scholarships. Senior year is busy and overwhelming. Wouldn't it be nice to have months to plan writing essays and asking for reference letters? Well, here's your chance. For those already in college, some of these scholarships offer funds to current college students. In other cases, funders of some of the scholarships listed have additional scholarships for current undergraduate and graduate students. Scholarship money is money, and it's never too late to apply for some. Scholarships for Maryland students. John T. McCraw, MCCRAW, Scholarship Program, National Federation of the Blind of Maryland. Award, at least $2,000 and up to $3,500. Merit-based, based on academic excellence, community service, and leadership. Financial assistance to attend the annual convention of the National Federation of the Blind in its entirety, July 1st through 6, 2023 in Houston, Texas. Financial assistance to attend the annual convention of the National Federation of the Blind of Maryland, November 10th through 12th, 2023 in Hunt Valley, Maryland. Eligibility? 1. Legally blind. 2. Resident of Maryland or attending college or post-secondary school in Maryland. 3. Full or part-time student in fall of 2023 and spring of 2024. Priority to full-time students. 4. Will be 18 years old before July 1st, 2023. 5. Must attend the annual convention of the National Federation of the Blind, July 1 through 6, 2023 in Houston, Texas. 6. Must attend the annual convention of the National Federation of the Blind in Maryland, November 10 through 12, 2023 in Hunt Valley, Maryland. Deadline, April 15, 2023. Application, McGraw Scholarship Online Application. National Scholarship Opportunities, NFB. Annual Scholarship Program Award, $8,000. 30 scholarships are available. List of NFB scholarships available. Merit-based, based on academic excellence, community service, and leadership. Financial assistance to attend the annual convention of the National Federation of the Blind in its entirety in Houston. Eligibility, the same. Application National Federation of the Blind Scholarship Online Application, Jim Halliday, H-A-L-L-A-D-A-Y, HumanWare/NFB Scholarship. Award, $1,000. Brilliant BI 40 Braille Display. 4 scholarships are available. Financial assistance to attend the annual convention of the National Federation of the Blind in its entirety. Same eligibility requirements as the NFB scholarship above. Apply using the NFB scholarship online application. To be considered for an additional award on the application, select the checkbox to get access to the HumanWare scholarship application questions as well. Note, even though the same application is used, the selection process for the HumanWare scholarships are entirely different from the selection process for the 30 NFB scholarships. Those selected as HumanWare NFB scholarship winners will be notified separately by HumanWare of their winner status. If NFB scholarship applicants do not wish to fill out the application questions for the HumanWare NFB scholarships, simply do not check the box within the NFB scholarship application and bypass the associated questions. Eligibility: legally blind, residing in the U.S., District of Columbia, or Puerto Rico. Will be 18 before July 1, 2023. Pursuing or planning to pursue a full-time, post-secondary course of study in a degree program at a U.S. institution in the fall of the year of application. One scholarship may be given to a person employed full-time while attending part-time. Must participate in the entire NFB National Convention and in all of its scheduled scholarship program activities. Finalists will receive assistance to attend the National Convention. Must attend the annual convention of the National Federation of the Blind in Houston. Deadline, March 31st, 2023. Application, National Federation of the Blind Scholarship Online Application. American Council of the Blind's ACB Scholarship Application. Program includes scholarships sponsored by the AFB. Award at least $2,000 and up to $7,500. List of ACB scholarships available. Eligibility: 1. Legally blind. 2. Maintain a 3.0 GPA to be eligible for most scholarships. 3. Be a full-time student at a post-secondary institution in the United States, as well as students who work 32 or more hours per week and attend a U.S. post-secondary institution part-time. 4. Be involved in your school or local community. 5. Scholarship winners will experience firsthand ACB's National Conference and Convention June 30th through July 7th, 2023 in Schaumburg, Illinois. That's S-C-H-A-U-M-B-U-R-G. Where you will meet other students who share the same life experiences, create lasting friendships, and network with individuals who understand what you're going through and can help you with your journey. There are also many sessions where you can learn about new technology and what is happening in our community. Deadline, February 14th, 2023. Application. All interested candidates must register for an ACB account prior to submitting a scholarship application online. Once you have created an account with ACB, please log in and then you can access the scholarship application from the link at the top of the site. American Council of the Blind account, create or log in to access the online scholarship application. Fred Scheigert Scholarship Program, that's S-C-H-E-I-G-E-R-T. The Fred Scheigert Scholarship Program awards 4 students an individual prize of $3,000. This competitive scholarship is available to full-time college students with low vision, chosen from among those who meet the visual acuity and academic guidelines. Award, $3,000, up to 4 awards. Eligibility, legally blind or low vision, acuity from 20/70 over in the better eye with best possible correction or a field no greater than 30 degrees. 2. Full-time, 12-unit undergrad, 9-unit graduate, college or trade or vocational student for the academic year. 3. Minimum cumulative 3.2 grade point average. 4. Expected to attend the ACB National Conference and Convention June 30 through July 7, 2023 in Schaumburg, Illinois. Students' expenses will be reimbursed based upon the board-approved reimbursement policy. Deadline, March 15, 2023. Application, freshman Fred Scheigert scholarship application, undergraduate, graduate Fred Schlegert scholarship application, and Lowe scholarship award, not listed, might be up to $2,000. Eligibility, legally blind, U.S. citizenship, currently registered as a full-time student in an undergraduate study, 4, minimum 3.0 GPA, 5, attending an accredited college or university in the U.S., 6, based on financial need. Deadline, April 15th, 2023. Application, Ann Lowe, L-O-W-E, scholarship online application. That's Ann with an E at the end. Lighthouse Guild College Bound Scholarship Award, up to 20 per year. Eligibility, legally blind, high school senior, U.S. citizen, or legal residency. Number 4, college must be accredited by a body recognized by the Council for Higher Education Accreditation. 5, all college admissions policies must be non-denominational and open to all applicants of all religions, faiths, and beliefs. 6, documentation of academic achievement, copies of school transcripts. Deadline, March 31, 2023. Application. We will be launching a new, easier-to-use application platform very soon. Please sign up below, and we will notify you once the platform is available. Sign up to receive notification on the Lighthouse Guild College Bound Scholarship Application webpage. Lighthouse Guild Dr. Neil S. Patel Memorial Scholarship Award, not stated. Eligibility, visually impaired. 2, aspirations of higher education, college, grad school, or higher. 3, proof of academic achievement. 4, commitment to serve under-resourced communities. 5, leadership abilities. Deadline not stated. Application, more information at Lighthouse Guild, Dr. Neil S. Patel Memorial Scholarship web page. That's spelled Dr. Neil, N-E-I-L-S-P-A-T-E-L, Memorial Scholarship web page. Lavelle Brother Kearney Scholarship Program Award depends on demonstrated financial need. Additional support, including virtual scholars meet and greet supports, informal networking, being mentored in freshman year by a successful college graduate who is blind or visually impaired through Learning Allies College Success Program, job readiness services, career-related internships, and assistance with seeking post-college jobs. Services are provided by Visions Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired in New York City. Eligibility, legally blind, legal resident of the U.S., financially eligible as defined by the student's expected family contribution, EFC, determined by the FAFSA financial aid form. Be a full-time student as well as students who work 32 or more hours per week and attend college part-time. Number 5, be involved in your school or local community. 6, studying at one of 12 participating colleges and universities in the tri-state New York area. These institutions are Canisius College, Dominican College, Fairfield University, Fordham University, Lemoyne College, Manhattanville College. Note, candidates are eligible only after one successfully completed semester at Manhattanville College, Marist College, Marymount Manhattan College, Molloy College, Seton Hall University, St. John's University, graduate programs only, St. Thomas Aquinas College. Deadline not stated. Application. Students must be accepted into Lavelle Brother Kearney Scholarship College or University. Complete the federal FAFSA form in addition to their college's own financial aid application form, and seek sponsorship from their state's vocational rehabilitation agency. Applicants should then contact Kate Morris, Scholarship Program Coordinator, and complete the Lavelle Brother Kearney Scholarship Program's mandatory waiver and release of information form, reauthorizing the release of student education and employment data to the Lavelle Fund for the Blind. Lavelle Brother Kearney Scholarship is spelled L-A-V-E-L-L-E-Brother K-E-A-R-N-E-Y. Should you have questions about the scholarship program, please contact Kate Morris, Lavelle Brother Kearney Scholarship Program Coordinator at 212-668-9801, extension 101, generally on Mondays and Wednesdays. Please contact the free Bridges Help Desk anytime. Follow the Bridges Help Desk Facebook page for more transition tips, and please contact the Bridges Technical Assistance Center's free help desk for Maryland blind and low vision transition students, families, educators, and service providers, and community allies anytime. accessible web form, bit.ly/304, capital E, Z, capital D, S. Email helpdesk@imagemd.org. Website, https://imagemd.org/bridges-helpdesk. Text or leave a voicemail message at 410-357-1546. Facebook page, https://www.facebook.com/bridges4MarylandBlindLowVisionTransition. Direct Facebook messages to m.me/bridges4MarylandBlindLowVisionTransition. This unique project is being coordinated through the Image Center of Maryland, a center for independent living in Towson, and it is funded by a grant from the Maryland Department of Education Division of Special Education and Early Intervention Services. Website links referenced in this article. McGraw Scholarship Online Application, http://nfbmd.org/scholarship/apply. List of NFB scholarships available, https://www.nfb.org/.scholarship-program/scholarships. National Federation of the Blind Scholarship Online Application, https://scholarships.nfb.org/. List of ACB scholarships available, https://www.acb.org/scholarships. American Council of the Blind account create or login to access the online scholarship application. https://members.acb.org/. Fred Schiegert Scholarship Program. https://cclvi.info/scheigert/. Freshman Fred Schiegert Scholarship Implication, https://cclvi.info/Schiegert/Schiegert-Freshman-App2023/. Undergraduate Graduate Fred Schiegert Scholarship Application, https://cclvi.info/Schiegert/Schiegert-Undergrad-App2023/. Ann Lowe Scholarship Online Application, https://christianrecord.org/./scholarship/application.html. Sign up to receive notification on the Lighthouse Guild College Bound Scholarship Application webpage, https://lighthouseguild.org/./college-bound.. More information at Lighthouse Guild Dr. Neil S. Patel Memorial Scholarship webpage, https://lighthousegild.org/.dr-neils-s-patel-memorial.. Kate Morris Lavelle, Brother Kearney Scholarship Program Coordinator, kmorris@lavellefund.org. From shape.com, Cain and Abel Fitness is making the gym less intimidating for people with visual impairments. Plus, the most important exercises for people with visual impairments to add to workout routines. In 2014, Evan Schwerbrock, S-C-H-W-E-R-B-R-O-C-K, was living a pretty normal life for a 22-year-old. He'd recently graduated from college with a degree in health sciences, and he was working in the fitness industry, sharing his passion for strength training, staying active, and biomechanics. But during a recreational volleyball game, he realized that something was off with his vision. "All of a sudden, the lights were messing with me," he recalls. "After losing sight of the ball, he got hit in the face. Later, I threw the ball up to serve and completely lost sight of it," he says. "I had to make my best guess as to when it was coming back down, and I barely hit it." Assuming it was a contact lens issue, Schwerbrock made an appointment with an eye doctor and didn't worry too much. But the night before his appointment, while driving on a foggy highway, he could barely see 2 feet in front of his car and was crawling along at barely 30 miles an hour, he says. It was at that point that he realized his vision issue was serious. His exam resulted in a diagnosis of Leber hereditary optic neuropathy, LHON, a rare genetic disease that results in significant permanent vision loss in both eyes, according to the Cleveland Clinic. Within 2 weeks of the first onset of symptoms, he was legally blind. But Schwerbrock hasn't let his vision impairment keep him from doing what he loves, lifting weights and helping others start their strength training journey. In July 2020, he took that passion one step further by creating Cane Enable Fitness, an online resource of adaptive fitness information for people with visual impairments. Here's how Schwerbrock is making fitness more accessible for anyone with a visual impairment, plus his best gym advice for individuals with vision loss. How Cane Enable Fitness was born. After his LHON diagnosis, Schwerbrock attended a master's program for kinesiology in Chicago near his sister, who was able to help him navigate the city and his new lifestyle, one that now involved a cane. Eventually, he moved to Alaska to work as a strength and conditioning coach for the United States Army. Along the way, it became clear that staying active, especially through strength training, was an essential part of his mental health, he says. I tried to make as little change as possible to my routine after my diagnosis because the gym was my happy place, he explains. I adapted quickly to my new lifestyle because I just kept at it. In fact, after his disease had fully progressed into legal blindness, Schwerbrock began competing in strongman competitions, a weightlifting sport in which competitors complete a variety of strength-based tasks. He even won Strongest Man in Illinois for his weight class in 2019, a testament to his grit and the possibilities still ahead of him. I tried to make as little change as possible in my routine after my diagnosis. During the COVID pandemic, Schwerbrock realized that the strategies he'd picked up for working out with a visual impairment needed to be shared with others, especially since he had fitness credentials and past experience working in weight rooms. In addition to having an MS in kinesiology, Schwerbrock is an NASM certified personal trainer, a certified strength and conditioning coach, and a functional movement specialist. Despite Schwerbrock's expertise, he says he felt that people still doubted his ability to strength train and assumed he couldn't do many exercises. I realized if I was getting questioned so much, how much worse were other people being doubted who aren't 6'3 and 220 pounds and known for doing this stuff all the time, he says. What if they haven't been pursuing strength training for very long? How much are they being doubted, whether by themselves or by others, and how little do they know? With that, Cane Enable Fitness was born in 2020. The website offers accessible, unintimidating information on strength training, mobility, nutrition, and more. And it's all delivered in a straightforward, encouraging way, without making the user feel babied or patronized, an important distinction to Schwerbrock. Today, Cane Enable Fitness has led accessibility-focused virtual workshops, seminars, and calls to organizations all over the world. Schwerbrock also offers consulting services for the visually impaired community on gym-specific adaptations. Think how to adjust exercises for visual impairments or plan workouts that don't use a ton of equipment, making it easier to set up in a crowded space. In addition, Cane Enable Fitness offers remote coaching for people with visual impairments, and they also regularly create free accessibility resources, such as workout programs or cooking tips for the community on the Cane Enable Fitness blog and social media accounts. Best tips for those with visual impairment. For someone with a visual impairment working out, whether at a gym or at home, may feel intimidating at first, especially if they're new to fitness in the first place. Not to mention the lack of immediate accessibility and organization at a gym can be a really big issue, notes Schwerbrock. A crowded gym, a confusing layout, equipment strewn haphazardly across the floor, or re-racked incorrectly, or new machines can be all extra difficult to navigate with a visual impairment, and potentially even unsafe. However, finding a regular movement practice, especially one that involves strength training, is crucial to staying healthy and being able to function independently with a visual impairment, says Schwerbrock. Here, Schwerbrock shares the best exercise tips for people with visual impairments. 1. Get acclimated to the gym's layout and equipment. To get beginners comfortable at the gym, Schwerbach created a free gym acclimation course with documents and YouTube videos, all designed to demystify the space for people with visual impairments. In it, he offers best practices for exploring the gym and building independence when working out. His best advice for starting your gym exploration? Take a day to simply walk around the gym and note where things are, how equipment is organized, and what dumbbells, weight plates, and other common equipment is present, and whether it's easy to distinguish different sizes or weights by touch rather than by sight. It's also helpful to introduce yourself to gym staff in case you need additional assistance acclimating or help throughout your time there. 2. Set up a home workout space. Working out at home can be more mentally accessible for people with visual impairments if that's an option. Since you're especially familiar with your environment, you're not as scared to move around, notes Schwerbach. Plus, you're able to decide what organization of your space works best for your needs. 3. Prioritize posture exercises and lower body strength. While general strength training and movement are appropriate for most fitness routines, those with visual impairments need to focus on posture exercises and lower body training that directly counteract the lacking capacities that stem from sight loss. For example, people with visual impairments often need to train neck retraction, a.k.a. pulling the head and neck back from a forward-leaning position, neck extension, a.k.a. tilting the head backward until the chin points up toward the sky, and the rhomboid muscles in the upper back. These muscles need extra attention because people with visual impairments might hunch forward more often, whether to physically get closer to a phone, book, or screen that they're reading, or because they're less likely to make eye contact as a social norm and will have their head down as they take in their environment, says Schwerbach. People with visual impairments, especially those who use a cane, might also short step to protect themselves from running into an obstacle. A short stride is a quad-dominant movement pattern that prevents hip extension, aka opening the hip joint, so the angle between the pelvis and thigh increases, glute engagement, and full range of motion of the legs. To address these muscle imbalances, Schwerbach programs Bulgarian split squats with a handhold or tool assist with balance, as well as hip flexor stretches. Strengthen your mind-body connection. In addition, build your mind-body connection and learn how certain movement patterns feel when they're done correctly, advises Schwerbach. Tactile cues are huge. Without the ability to use mirrors or videos to check form, he emphasizes, get used to how a squat should feel and how a hip hinge should feel, and get used to those differences. Above all else, find a good support system that's willing to help you as you adjust to life without clear vision. But build your own independence at the same time, advises Schwerbach. In the end, you're responsible for pursuing these avenues of fitness that help you take care of yourself, he says. I don't have a lot of time to tell you about Oculus research in Garner, but I will read what I can before I time out. Oculus Research, about us. Oculus Research is a patient-focused clinical research company based in Garner, North Carolina, which conducts ophthalmic trials, phases 2 through 4. Hoda Gabriel founded the company in 2012 after many years in the industry on both the sponsor and clinical side. She built a team of experienced and knowledgeable people. Oculus Research staff has over 60 years of cumulative clinical research experience, including pharmaceutical R&D, drug development, CRO, and audit experience. You can read more at oculusresearch.com. I ran out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next week. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.